Let us pray. Holy Father, make us holy through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. What does the word holy mean? Not referring only to a definition that you learned in ninth grade religion, but what does the word mean to you? According to Bible Works, the English word holy occurs 637 times in the Bible. To that we can add other words that pertain to holiness, such as hallow and sanctify, sanctification, and the number rises to 692. A search of Hebrew and Greek terms yields even more occurrences. But let's stick with the number 700. Do you think that a word that occurs more than 700 times in the Bible is worthy of our consideration? Is it worth understanding? After all, this book, the Bible, the book that uses this word, is our only source of information about salvation. It isn't just telling us about salvation, it's giving us salvation by working in our hearts to join us to Christ through faith. So what does the word holy mean? Well, there are some who say that it means pure or without sin. However, how are you going to apply that definition to such passages as this? The place where you stand is holy ground. Tomorrow is a Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. You shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother. You shall make from these a holy anointing oil. And there are many other passages that speak of holy things, holy places, holy words, and of course, holy people and our holy God. Well, the definitions pure, without sin, would not work with all of these different uses. There is a definition that will work. It's the one that you learned in ninth grade. Separate or set apart. Perhaps we can understand better by considering the opposite. The opposite of holy is profane or common. Now, most of things in this world, stuff, is common. And it is used in a common way. These are everyday things. However, that which is holy is set apart from these common things. It is separated from the common and the everyday use, and it's separated to God's glorious heavenly use. So holy ground is ground that is set apart from other ground and dedicated to God's use. A holy Sabbath is a day set apart from other days and dedicated to God's use. Holy garments, set apart from other garments for God's use. Holy oil, set apart from other oil. Holy temple, a building set apart from others. Holy Bible, a book that is set apart from all other books. And then there's holy people. Holy people are people set apart. Set apart from that which is common every day. Common people. Set apart for God's glorious heavenly purposes. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Now think about this, that you, of all people on earth, you are holy. God has set you apart from the billions who could be called common, profane. So when God looks down upon this world, He sees you as lights standing out in the darkness. All the darkness is commonplace and is of no value to God. But you occupy a special place in His eyes. I know it seems to us as though we are no different from the common crowd. We look no different than anyone else. If you go to the mall, you can't pick out those people who believe in Jesus Christ. You can't see a distinction between them and the others. And that's because we look at the outward appearance. But the Lord looks on the heart. We have been set apart unto God, set apart to be the objects of His abounding love and the recipients of His heavenly glory. We've been set apart to be His messengers, to bring the light into the darkness. Now, the most marvelous thing here is the price that God had to pay in order to make this happen. In order for us to be set apart, He had to begin by setting His Son apart. The Son of God was set apart from everything. Everything in heaven, everything on earth, even set apart from His own Father while He was hanging on the cross. And this was so that He could pay the penalty for the sins of all the world. And that's what He did. He separated our sins from us. That's a part of holiness. And He separated our sins to Himself, making Himself guilty for all that we have done. So now we are holy. Set apart. Set apart from our sins, set apart from the world, set apart from unbelief, set apart to God's family, to faith, to righteousness, to eternal glory. Rejoice in your holiness, O you children of the Most High. Rejoice that God has removed you from the miserable crowd that is marching the path to hell, and that He has made you, yes, you, a part of the holy body of Christ, bound for heaven. Rejoice that you are uncommon, that you are holy. You have been set apart for the Lord. We aren't done with this. We'll continue to see more of what's involved with being holy next time. We pray. Thanks be to You, O Father, for loving us and providing the way to make us Your own. Thanks be to You, O Son, for loving us and sacrificing Yourself so that we can be Your own. Thanks be to You, O Spirit, who through the Word has made us Your own forever. Amen. Hymn 776, verses 1 and 2.
leave meat under the basket over here, please?
Two things. First, a reminder that tonight at 6 o'clock in AC 1.3.